Welcome back.
Great to be here.
In this lesson, we're exploring professional digital behavior and workplace technology etiquette.
Right.
If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along.
Absolutely.
Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill. Because, you know, as we get ready for this highly digitally enabled future, just knowing how to log into the software, it's really not enough anymore.
Oh, it's barely the baseline.
Right. There's this whole human layer on top of the tools, how we actually behave when we use them. And that behavior dictates our communication, our trust, and, well, our professional reputation.
Yeah, and the stakes there are incredibly high. Poor digital behavior is, frankly, a direct pipeline to severe misunderstandings.
Oh, for sure.
It leads to damaged reputations, workplace conflict, and lost opportunities. People lose out on leadership roles just because of how they format a chat message.
Wait, really? Just from a chat message?
Oh, totally. Because, conversely, if you master this, it's a massive shortcut to career readiness. It signals competence instantly.
Okay, that makes sense. So to really understand those stakes, we need to break down the actual anatomy of our digital presence. What does it actually consist of?
Yeah, so there are really three core pillars here. First, you've got digital professionalism, which is essentially your mindset. It's that underlying sense of responsibility you bring into a virtual space.
Got it.
Then the second pillar is technology etiquette. This is the execution of that mindset. It's the actual day-to-day practice of being respectful, clear, and appropriate.
I like to think of this, the etiquette part anyway, kind of like driving a car.
Okay, how so?
Well, knowing how to steer or hit the gas, that's like knowing how to log into Zoom or Microsoft Teams.
Right, the mechanical part.
Exactly, but the etiquette, that's knowing the rules of the road. If you don't know who has the right of way or you don't use your turn signals, you're going to crash into people.
That is a perfect analogy.
And in the digital world, crashing into people looks like a workplace conflict. It reduces trust.
It really does. And that leads to the third pillar, which is your online reputation. That's the long-term compound interest of all those daily actions.
The macro result.
Precisely. Your digital behavior is basically your professional shadow.
Your shadow. I love that phrasing.
Yeah, because it often enters a room or, you know, a recruiter's inbox long before you physically do.
Oh, wow. That is intimidating, but true.
Right. So the big question is, if reputation is this macro result, how do we handle the micro moments, the daily messages and meetings?
Yeah. How do we translate this big strategy into actual daily action, like using respectful communication or responding responsibly?
Exactly. It's about maintaining professionalism during, say, online meetings, calling out tools like Zoom and Teams.
But let me push back on that for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Because sometimes things move incredibly fast on a group chat.
Right.
Or a Teams thread.
Oh, absolutely. Rapid fire.
Right. So doesn't trying to be perfectly professional all the time just make you look stiff or kind of out of touch with the Teams vibe?
That's a really common concern. But professional doesn't mean robotic.
Okay.
Going back to the core concept, etiquette is about being clear and appropriate.
Appropriate being the key word there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you look at the concepts in the reading, like emotional intelligence, it's about reading the digital room.
Ah.
You're doing it to improve collaboration, not just to stick to rigid, outdated formalities. If a thumbs up emoji gets the point across clearly and fits the team culture, then the emoji is highly professional.
Because it's appropriate for that specific room.
Exactly. It's highly efficient. You're adapting to the environment.
So to see exactly how these daily communication choices move the needle in a real career, let's look at that specific scenario from the lesson, the intern case study.
Yeah, that's a great example.
So the lesson highlights this intern who dramatically improved workplace trust and communication.
Right, on a hybrid team where they barely saw each other face to face.
Yeah, and the lesson says they succeeded through consistent professional digital communication. Why is consistency the magic word here? Especially for someone just starting out.
Well, picture a future workplace, a highly remote or hybrid team where people only know you through your digital footprint.
Right, you're just an avatar in a text bubble to them most of the time.
Exactly. In that environment, trust isn't built in one grand, heroic gesture.
It's not about staying up all night to finish a massive project.
I mean, good work matters, but trust itself. That is built by consistently showing up on Teams or Zoom or LinkedIn with clear, respectful inputs.
Predictability.
Yes. The intern proved their career readiness through pure reliability. They always replied in a timely manner. They always named their files clearly.
So the team never had to spend mental energy worrying if the intern got the message.
Precisely. They removed the friction.
That makes total sense. But, you know, being a trusted digital professional isn't just about what you say or how you collaborate.
No. Yeah.
It's equally about what you keep to yourself. Oh, this is such a critical point.
Yeah, focusing on that crucial strategy from the lesson. Protecting confidential and sensitive information appropriately.
The ethics and accountability side of things.
Exactly. I like to think of digital information like a physical VIP backstage pass.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Right. Like, you wouldn't just hand a VIP pass to a random stranger on the street.
No, definitely not.
So, logically, you shouldn't be careless with screen sharing or just forwarding sensitive emails without checking who is on the thread.
Exactly. And the ethical weight of the digital environment is heavy.
Because things spread so fast.
Yeah, and digital spaces often feel very private, like you're just whispering in a hallway.
But they really aren't.
Not at all. They are highly replicable and permanent. Online behavior reflects deep personal responsibility.
So if you mishandle something...
Mishandling sensitive info is literally the fastest way to trigger all those negative consequences we mentioned earlier.
Workplace conflict.
And a severely damaged reputation. Once it's out there, it's out there. Man, that is stressful. Like, knowing these rules is great in theory, but how do you train yourself to apply them automatically? Especially in high-pressure situations when you're just rushing to get things done.
It takes practice. You really have to build the muscle.
Like going to the gym, but for etiquette.
Exactly. The lesson has this great practical application activity for this.
Oh, right. The evaluation habit.
Yeah. It's the habit of evaluating workplace communication scenarios. You actively look at interactions and identify what is professional, what is inappropriate, and what the standards should actually be.
So you're analyzing things before you're the one in the hot seat.
Exactly. You figure out the boundaries in low-stakes moments so you know them in high-stakes ones.
I love that. And to add to that, I really suggest adopting principles from the lessons for the reading, like digital minimalism and the effective executive.
Oh, those are excellent resources. How do you apply them here?
Well, I advise building a habit of what I call the strategic pause.
The strategic pause. Tell me more about that.
It's super simple. You just take literally 1 second to evaluate a message before hitting send on Teams.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, or before turning on a Zoom camera. You pause and ask, does this align with my desired online reputation?
I love that. It forces you to be intentional, which is exactly what we want listeners to do with the reflection prompt from the lesson.
Which was, how can stronger digital professionalism improve academic, workplace, and leadership opportunities for you specifically?
Right. And actively answering that question is the key to thriving in the modern digital landscape.
Because it shifts it from being a chore to being an actual career strategy.
Absolutely. It's an offensive strategy for growth, not just playing defense to avoid getting in trouble.
As we zoom out, that is really the big picture here.
It really is. Developing this digital confidence is everything.
Yeah.
Because the software will change. But respectful communication, that always improves collaboration.
Without a doubt.
And professional technology use builds undeniable credibility and trust. It's permanent.
It is the ultimate career multiplier.
Completely agree.
Well, I want to encourage you to stay curious, responsible, and future ready as you adapt to lifelong digital learning.
It's a journey for sure.
Definitely. And be sure to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities to lock in what we've discussed today.
Highly recommend doing those.
We'd also like to acknowledge the reference materials that shaped this lesson, including the concepts from digital minimalism, the effective executive, and emotional intelligence.
Fantastic foundational texts.
They really are. Thank you so much for joining us. We deeply appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
But before we completely sign off, I want to leave you with one last thing to ponder. Next time you log into a virtual meeting or open a professional chat, ask yourself, if this single interaction was the only thing someone knew about me, what would they think my reputation is?